Welcome back to Dueling Tangents, where I get to share what the song of the day that gets stuck in my head with you. You guys get to share the things that are stuck in my head every time you come and tune into Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. I'm Brian, that's Luke. How you doing, guys?
We're doing all right. And then I still have Fast Car stuck in my head every now and then. I was walking the dog. Don't think it was yesterday. It was 2 days ago. But I was started whistling it, and I was like, darn, Brian. You really got that one stuck in my head. That was like 2 weeks ago you got your car.
I have made a connection with you, and forever now I am connected with you by Tracy Chapman.
Yeah.
That's pretty darn awesome. It's the power of connectivity and the power of Dueling Tangents. Live here on Devil Radio 92.7 and WTTN 1580 AM. You can download us on the Devil Radio app and give us a call at 844-967-2789. We were just celebrating the bipartisan infrastructure bill. In a little bit, we're going to go do climate change. The WIS Dems had proposed 22 different climate change proposals, all of which will probably be shut down by Robin Voss, who also had something snarky to say. Good for him. And I might even be able to share a little bit of prose that I wrote with you guys later on in this segment. But first, we're going to go to PT and MKE. How you doing, buddy? What's going on?
Good. So here's my thought on that broadband, which I think is great. I don't know if you've noticed, but Republicans in Wisconsin have resisted any sort of funding or accepting any sort of funding for that in the past 10 years. And maybe I'm wrong, but they've done that because they do not want people to have greater access to the world of knowledge. They don't want greater access for rural Wisconsin to see other points of view. They want those people to rely solely on right-wing radio, where there's a lot, and, you know, the local TV station, which is often owned by a conservative owner, so to speak.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. If you look up, there's weird after, I think is it Scripps, I think, does like weird after broadcast announcements with like the local anchors that they all have to read. And and there's like, if you look
Sinclair,
on
Sinclair.
Sorry, Scripps. But
don't put that evil on them.
You got to put it in the right place, but Sinclair. Yeah. They, you know, have a message that goes out with everybody. And sometimes they're a little bit objectionable, I would say. Possibly a little bit objectionable.
A little bit
right-leaning. But yeah, you're right. If you control the message, and especially in the specific areas, you wonder why you can control that whole area. You're absolutely right, PT.
And I would almost argue, PT, that, you know, maybe they're more afraid of individuals that could move out to the rural areas if they had reliable sources of internet, and because more and more people are working from home now,
wouldn't it be great to have that right at a lake?
Right. If you could go and work from anywhere, why wouldn't you choose some of the gorgeous areas of northern Wisconsin to go up and be lakeside, like Brian says, and be able to do your work remotely all the way up there? And so I don't know if it's necessarily some kind of the pulling the strings and behind the Wizard of Oz preventing information from getting to those voters in rural Wisconsin. But I'm sure it probably has a lot more to do actually just with the fact that they don't want government to work. And so if government is able to expand broadband and give more individuals access to the internet, the free market's not doing that then. The free market is leaving all of these Wisconsinites that do not currently have high-speed internet without internet. And I'm sorry, apparently the free market just doesn't want those residents to have it. So that would be more of, I believe, what the Republican stance would be on this issue, why they're not funding the expansion of broadband and high-speed internet to those individuals.
Don't worry, the Dems will mess up the messaging on it, and somehow in about 8 to 10 years when it gets actually done, the Republicans will say, see, we did this for you. It'll be great.
Great.
And then we should get rid of the Dems who want to, you know, take it all away from you somehow, even though they're the ones who gave it to you. Awesome. Good job. Yeah, you're right. Going up north and having a beautiful view and maybe going to work and making a living and then
Protecting our environment
would be a good thing. And people might learn about what the WIS Dems propose for 22 bills unveiled yesterday by the Democratic governor or Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, Greta Neubauer, Racine, and other lawmakers, calling for funding programs and policy changes to support energy efficiency, sustainable farming practices, training for clean energy jobs, and a just transition to renewable energy. Different ideas for moving forward to maybe a place where we don't, you know, have water that we live in an island. People live in an island that can't have any water. They have to drink bottled water because we've ruined their environment.
Because PFAS and forever chemicals are now forever in their water, groundwater, even though they're in the middle of the Mississippi. Sorry about that, French Island. I don't really know why I'm apologizing because I didn't do it, but yeah, that happened.
On behalf of the Wisconsinites whose fault it is, I'm apologizing for them because they will not accept responsibility. I'm referencing a WPR piece by Danielle Kading. And this quotes Greta Neubauer, "We have no time to waste if we want to give young people a fighting chance. We have a crisis on our hands, but we also have an opportunity to make life better for each other and for the people who come after us. Instead of importing fossil fuels and undermining our health, we can build things here. We can invest in our people." And it, you know, goes back to decide what that is. But of course, all these wonderful ideas or anything aren't going to be met with like, well, maybe this is a good idea, but you could change it here or there. It's going to be met with a straight up, what was Robin Voss trying to tell everybody?
Yeah, Robin Voss's comments. So he didn't share the WPR article. He shared an article from JS Online on Twitter. And Robin Voss's, on his official Twitter page, his comments were, "This isn't a serious effort and is nothing more than pandering to the liberal base of Wisconsin Dems. And they wonder why they can't win elections outside of Madison and Milwaukee."
Oh, that's very good.
That was his comment. So, and Greta Neubauer, you know, famously for being elected not to Madison or Milwaukee.
Yeah.
Representative Neubauer represents the Racine area
in
the Wisconsin Assembly.
Right.
And the other Democratic official that was with her yesterday at the press conference, State Senator Jeff Smith, out of the Eau Claire area.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So, you know, really, really big Madison and Milwaukee proposals coming from those legislators, coming from areas outside of Milwaukee. And Madison.
Well, you know, don't let Robin Voss, you know, he doesn't have to confine to reality because, you know, Dems run on things like we're going to find bipartisan solutions to things that everybody can agree on. And Republicans run on, screw the Dems, we're going to kill them all and get rid of them.
Yeah.
Figuratively.
Really hard to find some bipartisan compromise when that's the other side's arguments.
Yeah,
this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. We're going to be right back. But give us a call, 844-967-2789.
Screw them all, kill them.